aftershocks in California. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News, rattling a coastal area in Northern California near the Oregon border after an earthquake overnight, magnitude 6.4 in Humboldt County.
Right now, there people have self-evacuated based upon their assessment of their living situation. This is a very rural area. I mean, Humboldt County is 4,000 square miles. We have 135,000 population.
Sheriff William Hansala's damage assessments continue. Early reports of at least two injuries. The quake knocking out power to at least 70,000, also causing gas leaks. President Biden will head south of the border next month for a leaders summit in Mexico.
President Biden will travel to Mexico City for the North American Leaders Summit on January 9th and 10th.
With concrete initiatives that will address climate and environmental challenges, will help increase North America's competitiveness.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the leaders of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada will also discuss mass migration at the U.S. southern border.
The president believes that one of the most effective ways to deal with the stress at the border is to work internationally with our partners in Latin America.
Both the U.S. and Mexico were dealing with a surge of migrants ahead of an expected end to the Title 42 pandemic restrictions.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. There's a Supreme Court deadline later today in the fight over the scheduled end of Title 42 tomorrow. A $1.7 trillion bill to fund the federal government through September now awaits votes in Congress. Some Republicans would prefer a shorter term bill as they take control of the House next month. Current temporary funding runs out Friday. Just announced in Afghanistan, a ban on women attending universities. The Taliban's latest crackdown on the rights and freedoms of women and girls since taking back control of the country last year. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The new federal spending bill has some fine print for college sports.
Lawmakers responding to outcry from football fans over a recently passed amendment that would have barred Army linebacker Andre Carter II from deferring his service to declare for the NFL draft. Tuesday morning, a provision appearing on the Senate Appropriations website that would allow Carter and other cadet student athletes to pursue pro sports by grandfathering in a previous 2019 ruling regarding student athletes at military academies. That language added to the much larger omnibus measure, which will fund the federal government through September of next year. Carter is projected to be Army's highest drafted player in more than half a century. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The mass shooting in a Canadian apartment building happened on the eve of a court hearing involving the suspect, who'd been accused of harassing neighbors and building employees for years. Court documents say Francesco Villi had ignored orders to end the harassment and stop posting online about a long-standing dispute with condo management. The 73-year-old was shot and killed by officers responding Sunday to the shooting that left five people dead, including three members of the condo board. Wells Fargo will pay billions to settle multiple allegations, including opening accounts without permission.
Wells Fargo has been working for years to resolve the fallout of its fake account scandal and its practices in its mortgage and auto lending businesses. Now it has a $3.7 billion deal to resolve allegations from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It includes a $1.7 billion penalty and more than $2 billion to be returned to customers. The Bureau says the bank illegally charged fees and interest, and some people even had their cars illegally repossessed.
Fox's Jenny Cosola. On Wall Street, stocks turning higher. The Dow's up 152 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ also rising. Elisa Brady, this is Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.